I was just in the Persian Gulf region, and the scientists for the last couple of years, one of the lines of investigation they've been pursuing has led them to the conclusion that significant areas of the Middle East and North Africa are in danger of becoming uninhabitable. And just a taste of this, to link it to some of the events that the UK and the European Union are going through, and I know that's another source of stress because we're now on the eve next week of the Brexit process. But think for a moment about what happened in Syria. You know, we look at the gates of hell opening. They've long since opened. But before the gates of hell opened in Syria, what happened? A climate-related extreme drought. And the scientists have published these peer-reviewed studies for several years now showing exactly why it's related to the climate crisis. From 2006 to 2010, 60% of the farms in Syria were destroyed and had to be abandoned. 80% of the livestock were killed. The drought in the eastern Mediterranean is the worst ever recorded. The records only go back 900 years, but it's historic. And 1.5 million climate refugees were driven into the cities of Syria, where they collided with another 1.5 million refugees from the Iraq war. And WikiLeaks revealed the internal conversations in the Syrian government where they were saying to one another, we can't handle this. There's going to be a social explosion. So there are other causes of the civil war there. But this was the principal one. And those in the region recognize that. And it has unleashed, with other factors, this incredible flow of refugees into Europe, which is creating political instability in Europe, and which contributed in some ways to the desire of some in the UK to say, well, we're not sure we want to be a part of that anymore.